All right, joining us now this Friday morning from Ruth's house, we have Suzanne Fox and Sue Rodman. How are we doing, ladies?
Good morning.
Great, thank you.
Good. Well, thank you for coming in and sharing a wonderful event that we have coming up for Ruth's house. But before we dive into that, can you guys give us a little background on Ruth's house? How long has it been around? What exactly is it for our listeners who don't know?
Sure. Ruth's house is an emergency transitional shelter located in Rice County. And we serve women and children there. We've been open since 2004. This will be our 15th year. And in that time, we've served over 1,700 women and children, mostly children there. In addition to our emergency transitional shelter, we also have a HUD-funded supportive housing program. And those are made up of 10 apartments, and 5 are in Faribault and 5 are in Northfield.
All right. And as you're serving the, you know, you say you're serving women and children, in kind of what situations are they in that you're, that they have a need for you to serve them?
Right. These women come to us in varying situations, traumatic situations. A lot of times they come from situations that may involve domestic violence, homelessness, poverty, addictions. And so we offer 24-hour support and case management, and we walk alongside them and help them on their way to new beginnings. And we've seen many transformations over the years, families getting into new houses and just moving on with their lives. So we're really fortunate, and we're really blessed to have the support of the community.
All right. Well, I thank you. That's it's an amazing service that you provide, and not always an easy one, but a necessary one.
So. Absolutely.
And it can't be a cheap one for you guys either.
It's not. It costs around $300,000 a year to operate our shelter, and that's about $500 a day. And so we want to talk to you today about our Hearts Gala, and this is our largest fundraiser. So we really need your support to come out and bid on these auction items and come enjoy a night of fun.
Yeah, we'll dive into the auction items. I was looking through the list, and oh, there's some great ones. You say it's your largest fundraiser. Are you purely through donations, or do you have some grants?
So we aren't federally funded, except for, you know, our HUD program. We're primarily funded through grants and then community support.
All right. Well, we need that community support, and Saturday, February 9th is a great night to come out and offer that support. Why don't we dive into a little more? What's going on February 9th? What can people come out and expect?
Well, I've been fortunate to be a part of Ruth's House of Hope for a couple of years now. And as a volunteer, I was just awestruck by just going into the home and volunteering and meeting some of the families and the children and watching the difference it made. And then to watch the collaboration of the families coming together and feeling safe. And I was touched very deeply by that. And so now, just with as a retiree, now having the energy to just dedicate my time to really making the gala a fun spot to be. There's so many workers, so many silent saints that are just working behind the scene to make it fantastic. And we have it at the American Legion. We have a new chef this year who's making us baked chicken and champagne sauce and squash ravioli and lasagna, kind of an Italian option for vegetarian folks. There's so much fun going on. The tables are decorated exquisitely, and the food is delicious. We have a wine wall raffle where you can kind of hopefully win the $50 bottles of wine, and if not, you know, there's other bottles that you can potentially win. A dessert auction with the most spectacular desserts I've ever seen that people will then auction off. And there's lots and lots of wonderful silent auction items. The community is fantastic as far as donations. A lot of people here in the local community of Northfield, and a lot of donations from Faribault. Then we have some fantastic live auction items that that have been donated through the people. Suzanne, what are some of the ones that you they're all my favorites, so what are you which ones are you going for?
We have a great Las Vegas package. This is new this year, and it's a fabulous 3-night, 4-day stay for 4 people and 2 rooms at a Caesar Property Hotel in Las Vegas. And included with that is a $1,000 Delta Airline Miles voucher. And the actual voucher can be used for this trip or another trip. Which is, that's just a wonderful package there.
Yeah, definitely. Especially as the temperatures are dropping out there.
Exactly.
It sounds really appealing.
I'm bringing my checkbook.
Right? Yeah.
Speaking of warmer weather, another fabulous auction item we have this year. We're pleased to present a Gibson guitar, and that's donated by Gibson. It's actually a Firebird 2017 T, it's a studio vintage Sunburst 2017 guitar. And the description on it is a slim taper neck, scorching pickups, and iconic design.
It's a beautiful instrument.
Gorgeous. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it right
now.
Amazing. It is really pretty.
Yeah, very amazing.
And you can actually see a photo of this if you go to our website, roosthousemn.org. You can see photos of lots of our silent and live auction items there as well.
I saw the one that appealed to me was Dinner for 10 at Your Home. Chef Jeff LeBeau, if for those of you who don't know Jeff, he is the chef at the Depot in Faribault, am I correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah.
And he will come to your house and cater a private dinner for up to 10 at your home. You know, nothing like entertaining your friends, but not having to put forth all the work.
Exactly. My book club's coming to the gala, and I thought, girls, we're all going to...
Yeah.
I think this is what we're going to jointly go for, honey.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be... it's a wonderful, and he's such a good chef, yeah. The floral arrangement, too. I think that there's so many beautiful opportunities for a floral arrangement once a month for a full year is one of the gifts, too. That's just, I can't imagine how much I would love that, the beautiful donations of the flowers.
And if our listeners get a chance to go to your website, mm-hmm. there, I didn't know what it meant when I just saw the title, the Heirloom Hall Tree. It's
right.
A beautiful piece of furniture that was made out of an original door from 1895.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, you don't find craftsmanship
actually,
like that anymore.
Right. And the door actually came from Roos House itself.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow.
So it has so much history with it. And
oh, that's a treasure.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Very much so.
Definitely. What else as far as the timing through the night? Is what time does it begin? When are the auctions?
Right. So the social hour and bidding starts at 5:30, and this is at the American Legion in Faribault. And dinner and program begins at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $60 a piece, and you can purchase those online at roosthousemn.org, or you can give us a call at 507-334-5043. But get your calls and order your tickets quickly because we're really filling up.
All right.
And if you can't come to the gala, do consider donating to Ruth's House, either your time or your money or items. If you go to the website, there's so many donations that are utilized by the house, paper towels and multiple things. And so many women in transition with the children, you can only imagine what the needs are.
Are you still looking for any items to be donated for the gala, or is it too late in the game for that right now?
If anybody wants to donate, they can also call our number at 507-334-5043, and they can definitely do that. And we're just so appreciative of the local businesses who have made donations and individuals as well, and our table sponsors, too.
Yeah, I'm looking through some of the silent auction items here, and you guys have tons of them, so... Definitely some great items that you can not only support a great cause, but get some great items for yourself. And since we're just throwing the word great around, have a great night.
Thank you. We're so excited.
Yes. Is there anything else, ladies, that you'd like to add about Roos House, about the evening?
This is one that you don't want to miss. Bring your Valentine. You know, it's the weekend before Valentine's Day. This is what a great opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. What a way to have her pick out her own gift or him. So.
Yeah.
Then you just got to bid on it and win. So. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for coming in. Thank you for everything you do for a great cause at Ruth's House. And best of luck on February 9th. So get your tickets. February 9th, that's a Saturday, starting at 5:30. Go to the Ruth's House of Hope. Look them up online. You can go to their website, find more information on how to get tickets for a wonderful evening. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you very much.